Scott Patton, along with Martin Patella, the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Today is a good day. Actually, strange enough, the wind has started blowing the smoke. I'm in British Columbia, as people might know, and we are, Wild West. This is the last outpost. I mean, we are less populated than Montana, and we have these phenomenal reaches of forests all around us.
And right now, there's like 200 forest fires raging.
Yes. Yeah. Many of them totally out of control.
Yeah.
There's smoke coming across. I was listening to a little piece of news on the television, and the air quality expert spoke and was saying, these particulates in the air are so tiny that when you inhale them, your body actually is having difficult time getting rid of them, or they penetrate into the tissues. So it really is not very advisable to be outdoors. So it's kind of sad, because the most beautiful days of the summer are upon us, and I'm having to either put on a mask or stay somewhere where I breathe filtered air.
Right. Well, I was driving just south of you, and actually on my way back from a kind of a round trip throughout southern BC, and it was great to stop in Vernon last week and meet face to face and chat. Doesn't happen as much as I'd like, but
isn't it something how this relationship is already in its third year, and we speak weekly, and yet so very rarely do we get to see one another.
That's right. Oh, I get to see you every year when you fly to the Czech Republic, because the plane stops for 3 hours on your way back, and I pick you up and we go for a walk around the dike and Vancouver area.
This has been a tradition already, huh?
It has become a tradition, yeah. Rain or shine, the last time it was pouring, we still did the walk. And I was heading out to Revelstoke because some friends of mine had shown me pictures of this this ridge. So it was 6,000 feet above sea level, and it was magnificent, and they had camped up there. So we packed on 50 pounds in our knapsacks and climbed up about 3,000 vertical feet over about a 5-kilometer hike, and we were on this ridge. It basically is both sides of the mountain meet, right?
Whoa.
And one side was about a 45-degree angle. The other side was about, basically, we'll just call it 90. Straight down. Like, it was straight down, and if it was 500 feet, if it was a foot. And it was weird, because on the ridge were two shelves that were horizontal and flat. And of course, if you stepped 3 feet the wrong way, you were falling 500 feet. And that's where we camped. And
So you were camping on the high side or on the bottom side?
At the top of the ridge.
Okay.
And on the side that had the cliff, because that's where the flat part was.
Yes.
And we just put up our... it was a beautiful, beautiful spot, and absolutely phenomenal night sky. Like, we saw stars and shooting stars and satellites going by, and Saturn, I think.
Was it about the 15th of August, thereabouts?
It was... the 14th.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. There are two summer sky events. One of them is called Leonids, and one of them is called Perseids. One shoots in the constellation of Leo, and one in the constellation of Perseus. I don't know how to pronounce these Greek words. Anyway, these are leftovers of comets that the Earth encounters on its round trip around the sun.
Yep.
And so every year in the summer, especially around this time of year, there's this particular, like 2 or 3 days, it just rains these meteorites, shooting stars.
Yeah, they're wonderful displays that go on. And we saw some, massive meteorites. There's a little sort of whoosh goes by. It's just the little ones. But then there was a couple that were huge.
Big glowing.
And they would, even after they had kind of burned out, they were still kind of, the tail was still up in the air, right?
Wow.
Yeah. And it was near a full moon, a new moon, so we had we really got to see all the stars.
Completely black sky, yeah.
Yeah, it was magnificent. But when go ahead.
Isn't it something how you just lucked out and you're making memories that are probably going to stay with you for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just totally incredible. The view from being up there and the majesty of the mountains was incredible, and then the night sky was spectacular, and it was just great. And
so would you kind of say that you're spiritually refreshed and replenished?
Yeah, I would say that. I would say that I'm feeling really good and very relaxed. Actually, I'm noticing today, now that I'm back, we had a very relaxing time and totally different. It was a total break from any sort of routine that I would have going on, right? Different environment, different, you know, camping was very different than my bed, and not nearly as, the ground wasn't nearly as hard as I thought it would be. Let me put it that way.
Good. Well, I guess what I would take away from this one is to remind every listener that that a break from the routine is a great thing. And especially taking it in nature, you know, there's something primal in it, and I think we're designed that way, that we're not supposed to be looking at concrete walls and flat paved streets and straight up and down building lines. I think we're really supposed to be roaming the countryside where everything is fractal, not linear, you know, where things are just not or regular shapes, that's all complex and complicated. And I think somehow just those visual impressions have a hugely restorative effect on all of us.
Yeah, that's right. And when you know, talking about the fires and everything, when we were coming back along the southern part of BC, at a town called Kirmayas, there's a massive fire. It was just on the other side of the mountain, in the valley, and when we kind of got past it, we could look back and you could just see all this billows of smoke coming out of the mountain. It was just like, and you look at it and it's like, it's hard to imagine the size of these fires unless you experience them, and I hope nobody has, or you go by and you see this massive mountain and this huge amount of flame smoke coming out of it. You just go like, whoa, that's a lot of mountain that's on fire, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's not a pretty thing. I was looking at the numbers. I think it was something like 4,000 square kilometers already burnt, which, that's a significant number. I don't know how to translate it into square miles. But it's in the thousands too. It's big. You know, let's just call it something like 80,000 acres or something like that.
Oh.
So that's quite a sizable area of forest that's just become essentially a singed, charred desert.
Yeah.
It takes usually 5 to 6 years before it all kind of comes back together and starts growing again. I guess in the planetary scale, that's no biggie, but in a human lifespan, you sort of have to start changing your habits. If this was the area where you used to go out for a walk or ride or something like that, you may as well start looking for some change, because it's going to be a half of a decade before you can go back there and enjoy any of it.
Right. And I wonder sometimes if that's not part of the process of rejuvenation, right?
You clean renewal,
out,
yes.
Renewal, you know, the fires come through. A lot of these fires, by the way, are not, they may be, some may be started by carelessness on our part, but a lot of them are started by just it's hot, lightning strikes, that sort of thing. So it's nature kind of doing its part to rejuvenate the land.
Yeah, I remember I was part of the, you know, when I lived out in the mountains, we were involved in that, in the naturalist movement. And some of it was that, for instance, some species of the ungulates, like, say, mountain sheep, they really don't like tight, closed forests. They only like fairly open vistas. They need to see quite far before they're comfortable being there.
Right.
So this sort of burn is exactly what they need, because they will, in a couple of years or 5 years, or as soon as the grass starts growing on the open ground, that's where they will be.
Yeah. Part of our trip was out to Lake Louise, because I wanted to visit. Well, it's just a magnificent spot.
It
was very funny, because I missed the turnoff completely to Lake Louise and ended up in Banff. So we were, you know, actually planning specifically not to go to Banff. And so I said, well, we're here, we'll go in. So we turned off the highway into the road into Banff, and we saw a female elk.
Yes.
Female, no rack, right?
Yeah.
And we stopped, and she basically walked right in front, you know, 20 feet in front of our car, right across the street. It crossed the street right in front of our car where we had stopped. So we just got this magnificent view of this elk. And then we thought, great, the elk is gone, we'll go into Banff. A train came and stopped us from going any further. So I thought, I'm not going to sit here and wait for this train. So we turned around, never actually did go to Banff. So that when we went back to Lake Louise, rather than taking the highway, for some reason I decided to take this parkway.
Yeah, and that's an awesome experience.
Yeah, so we're going along this parkway, and what happens is we see three deer, and one of which is a baby, like Bambi, on the side of the road. So we stop, take a few pictures of them. Then we go a little bit further, and there's a whole bunch of cars stopped. So we stop to see what they're looking at, and there are four elk with these massive racks, like absolutely huge racks.
Yeah.
And just trying to think. I think there was a... So basically, by making total mistakes in navigation, we got to see three great examples of wildlife out in the wild.
Yes.
And we were just thrilled.
Yeah, that's great.
And then we got back to Lake Louise and walked around the lake and had fun there too. But I just thought how, we could have been going through the whole experience of like, oh, darn it, I missed the turnoff to Lake Louise. Now I've gone, 20 miles out of my way. Or now I can't go into Banff because there's a stupid train sitting here. I mean, we could have taken all that type of attitude, right? But the fact of the matter is that we really felt guided to see all of this magnificent wildlife.
Indeed. Yeah, you've been drinking your magnesium or whatever it is that you're doing with it.
you arrive
at a challenge, and you don't call it an obstruction, you call it an opportunity for change.
That's right, and it's really what it was. It was amazing. And we've got some changes occurring at the Life Enthusiast Co-op. One of the things that we wanted to do today was talk about some of the new things that are now available.
Right, yes, we don't do this often enough. Anybody who wants to see that, you can find on the website, on the right side, there's a latest products box. Now, of course, it only shows one, but if you click on the heading, you end up looking at the latest products. In the last 2 months, we have added about 30 of them.
Wow.
So
some of them are very exciting, too.
Oh, totally. Well, we don't add anything that we don't consider worth. Either it's something that a vendor that we already do business with has added to their line, or we add a new entire vendor to it. So the first thing I want to tell you about is we have something by a vendor that we already do business with, a company called Silicium. We have added something called Light Legs.
Light legs.
Light legs, the opposite of heavy legs. I think they tried to come up with some intelligent name, but it's coming across from Spanish. And I think it could have been hot legs, but I don't know. Something lost in translation. This product is formulated specifically to help both shape, refresh, and restore legs. and especially female legs. So this is an opportunity for all the guys out there to purchase this as an excuse to touch your partner's legs. So if you're into this,
to give them a massage.
Right. I mean, the ingredients are designed to deal with cellulite, to deal with tiredness, and to deal with the structural issues. You know, the silica that's in it is the structural. There are a couple of other medicinal type of ingredients that are especially, you know, helpful with the cellulite.
So if you want your girl to have hot legs, all you have to do is rub this in. Is that what you're telling me?
Pretty much, yes. But this is going to be tricky, because if you buy this and say, "Here, honey, put this on," she's going to probably come back with, "What's wrong with my legs?"
Right.
So,
of course, once she's tried it for a while, she'll not want to be without it.
Well, that's so. I don't know. I guess a single woman who's looking to snag somebody might want to perhaps put this on. I was thinking of the guys, you know, buy a bottle of this, put it on your old honey.
Right.
And say, "I enjoy touching you. I want to enjoy touching you for years to come. This is a rejuvenation and restoration and improvement. Don't you enjoy being touched by me?"
Yeah, massaged.
Yeah, so there. So there's your light legs, silicium.
So basically, how does it work?
Oh, you mean the principles?
Yeah.
Well, the silica that's in it, the main ingredient, is the most important element involved in collagen structure. Collagen is the connective tissue in the body. So it's essentially how it all hangs together, how it all holds together. Deficiency in this will present itself as sagging sinking and falling apart and losing elasticity. So this is the opposite. This will restore elasticity, restore structures, firmness, all the useful things that we are wishing for.
Right. And then it's got some other ingredients that act as an organic anti-cellulite.
Yes.
And things to get rid of your varicose veins and anti-inflammatory stuff, and just
yes.
Sounds like it's a wonderful. Like, but you keep talking about it as just for women. Like, can guys put this on their legs too?
Of course, yeah. Especially if you're into showing them off.
Hmm.
I don't know. Think dancer. Think bicycle. Think summer, going to the beach. I don't know. I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be just self-conscious about self-image. It could be just wanting to simply hold together.
Right, right.
And you don't really need to put it just on the legs, you know. Like the upper arms, you know, the...
triceps?
Well, you know, that area. I mean, again, some body types end up storing a lot of fatty tissue up there.
Yeah.
You know, especially women, well, I don't know if you've seen it, but you see some gals that sort of clap their hands above their head, and you say, you know, I think this you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, everything sort of swinging around?
Yeah, that one. So the light legs would also be light upper arms.
Right.
It would help.
That sounds like a great product.
That's really cool. And the other one that comes from silicium is called silicium aloe, which is similar. They have mixed the silica, which we already know all of its benefits, just mentioned it, and they mention it with aloe vera. And so this one is an internal consumption product. You know, the plain silicium is something you take internally. So here it is mixed with aloe vera, which is a fantastic anti-inflammatory. So, you know, the silica is great at dealing with toxicity and inflammatory issues, and it's useful for just about anything in the inflammatory segment of illness, which is fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, there are so many of these conditions. They all carry all these complicated names, but all of them are predicated on the immune system attacking itself, especially the soft tissue.
Right.
And then the aloe vera, that's really well known as a blood purifier. So that's the other side of the inflammatory response in the body.
Mm.
So, you know, aloe is really famous for its fatty liver prevention or reversal. And fatty liver is, you know, that's associated with liver and gallbladder problems, energy issues, chronic fatigue, overweight. You know, there's so many things that are linked with that. So drinking this supplement is pretty darn good.
Cool.
And yes.
It's new. I haven't tried it yet, but how does it taste?
I like it better. But it's, you know, like you're only taking an ounce of it at a time. It's no biggie.
Cool. So, doesn't taste bad. Is that what you're trying to say? Or
it's not the most desirable drink, but it's not gross like Buckley's. You don't have to kind of write about it that it tastes gross, therefore it works.
Right.
It's just
gross,
fine.
Therefore it works, yeah.
This works just fine. And one more thing, we have the same manufacturer. It's called Citro Plus. And Citro Plus is essentially a citricidal, or it's a it's derived from the citrus plants, and it's bioflavonoids. Okay, and these are really, really important antioxidants.
Oh, okay.
This is the stuff that helps you stay healthy. You know, like the flu season coming up, kids are slowly almost returning to school now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to have now all this new cross-pollination taking place, right? Everybody who's been anywhere is going to meet in a class, you know. Yeah. Your neighbor from over there, they went to Guatemala, you know, with their kids, and blah, 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 they picked up this and that. It's going to be in a class. And I mean, just visualize it, right? Every sort of a tropical thing that's been anywhere on the planet, either you're bringing it directly or you have played with somebody who visits it from over there and so on. I mean, the cross-pollination that takes place is going to be massive.
Right.
So giving your kid an immune support and having a kit ready for when it comes. It's not an if it comes, when it comes. You're going to be encountering new, I don't know what you call them, microorganisms.
Yeah. That's so right. They're going to be exposed to things that they probably had never been exposed to before.
Right.
And now's the time to prepare them, because we're only really a very short period away from getting back to school.
Right. So, you know, there are a few things that you should have in your house. Not calling me when the disaster's already unfolding. You should
That's
have
right.
in the house. And I think next podcast, Scott, we're going to do is get ready.
Get ready, yeah.
So we'll just leave it at that for today.
Yeah. And we're kind of running out. I know we had a bunch more products we wanted to talk about, and we're going to have to cover them in an upcoming podcast as well, I think.
Gosh, too much talk about beautiful Banff and Bambi.
Well, I think the spiritual rejuvenation is a very important thing, and we often don't take the time to really experience that. And I think it's a big part of living life to the fullest and with vitality.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we somewhere say restoring... What did we say, Scott?
We say restoring vitality to you and the planet.
So here we are. Yeah, we're burning the forest so that the planet may rejuvenate itself and allow the sheep to finally have plenty of grazing territory so it may enjoy itself.
Right. Well, I think, too, that when the fire that creates the smoke and the ash, sooner or later it settles. And if it rains, it'll settle quicker. And I think that's putting nutrients back into the soil, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes. Important.
It's very, very important. So, Martin, if somebody wanted to know more details about some of these products we've talked about or talk to you about different issues they may be having, how can they do that?
Uh-huh. Please call us at 1-866-543-3388 or internationally at 775-299-4661. Or before you all, visit us at the website at www.life-enthusiast.com. It's there 24/7.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody, and we'll see you next time. Martin, do you have any last comments before we sign off?
No, thank you all for listening. I hope we have cheered you up. Thank you.